Making a Difference by Dean Nawalny, narrated by Jim Dennison. The question is not what we intended ourselves to be, but what he intended us to be when he made us. C.S. Lewis. Forward. Why your second half may outperform your first. In 1996, I wrote about my journey from success to significance in a little book called Halftime. I crossed my fingers, and book sales limped out of the starting gate. And then they picked up by the boxload. People were saying, "My friends need this too." 20 years later, this slender volume from my friend Dean Nawalny, Halftime CEO, confirms that Halftime is no longer just one person's story. In one important sense, it's a significance to succession tale. Dean is a natural leader. Officially, he takes the torch now, but you take it too. The first journey may have been mine, but the next one is wide open, and there's more to know. If you're ready for the work you were made to do, this book is for you. As you start it, let me tell you from my own experience why your second half, at whatever point in life it begins, stands to beat everything you've done so far. 1, you're more focused now, less likely to drift off course. If you can, picture your needs in life as 4 concentric circles. The circle furthest out is your need to make money and spend it. 1 circle in is accomplishments, your need to achieve. Next in are your relational needs, met by spouse, children, and close family or friends. The inner circle holds your transcendent needs, what Jesus referred to as bread of life and living water. In the past, you may have camped mainly in the 2 outer circles. But what's ahead invites you to new balance, a keener sense of what falls to the outer circles and what holds your center. 2, you're ready to live out your own agenda. In life's first half, you get a job and put to work the skills that, in most cases, you paid to learn in college. It's true you must make a living, but too often it's someone else's idea of a living. Between duty, which is real, and desire, no less real, a still small voice says, "Is this all there is?" The answer is no, there's more, and you can get to it. 3, you'll gain control of your life. If you're already in your second half, you know the pleasure of that 2-letter word, no. In the past, it may have been difficult because you were less sure where to stake your firmest yes. All your options looked good and were good, but not all of them deserved all of you. To know your mainspring and to fix your energies on your capital M mission, that's gaining control. 4, you have many resources now. As the decades progress, most of us build up reserves, and not just monetarily. Our knowledge base grows wide and deep. We build a network, and it can hum. We figure out when we're working harder versus working smarter. If life is a car, by our second half, we gain speed, traction, fuel, and handling. Some days we're struck by how all those features perform in concert, and this period in our lives can be wildly effective. 5, demographically, there's more for you. Whatever happened to old age? Our grandparents retired at 65, and their 70s featured orthopedic shoes and hot water bottles. My parents' generation, the greatest generation, slowed down for retirement. The good news, or bad news, now is that a typical retiree is hale and hearty and can reasonably anticipate another 30 years, most of them in good health with an active mind and the means to grow and go and serve. If you've ever ruminated on what you would do if you were just starting out again, now's the time to bring that out. 6. By now you know you can play through the pain. Hurtful events, an unkindness, or a setback that in your past might have staggered you, have lost their knockout punch. Mentally and spiritually, you're tougher. The NFL keeps a statistic known as YAC, yards after contact, or how far a running back covers after he's hit. Something we know now that we didn't know in our 20s is that we can take a hit and keep pushing. That's a tremendous comfort and asset. 7. Grace fills the gaps. In our 20s and 30s, we work to prove ourselves. By our 40s and 50s, with competencies piling up, we're less fearful of what we